Amen. Good morning. And even and only Christ can give us something to even hope for beyond death. And so we look forward to all that Christ has for us. This morning, as we prepare to hear what God has to say, I want to extend my sympathies and condolences to Renata, the kids, to Mr. and Mrs. Grant, to you, the family and friends of Brother Nico, on behalf of my wife and I, and the entire family here at Freeport Bible Church. We mourn with you. Our prayers have been with you, and our commitment will be here long after today. And so we pray your strength in the Lord, and if there's anything that we can do to help you both to continue to grow and get past, we are available. But even as we come together, you know, for those of us who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible gives us a hard challenge. He gives us something very difficult to do. The scripture says to us that in all things, we should give thanks. And I would assume that God knew that grief and loss is a part of a journey of life here. But yet he says, in all things, we must find a reason to give thanks. And as we sit down and we mourn and reflect, I don't want to give death alone too much credit, because I believe that death is not the only reason we are here this morning. People die all the time. Every Thursday, we pick up the Freeport News or the Tribune, and we go to the obituary section, and we see people whom we know who have passed on. We pass churches every weekend and during the week, and we have known people who've passed on. But you're here today not only because death brought you here, but you're here today because love brought you here. You see, if you did not love Nico, and if he did not love you, you would not be here. But the thing that brings us together is the love that we have for one another. And so we acknowledge the reality of death, but we should also rejoice and acknowledge the presence that love for one another has played in this moment in bringing us here today as we reflect and celebrate on the life of our dear brother Nico. You know, a few years ago I read a story about a young 13-year-old boy that went to his 95-year-old grandfather, great-grandfather. And his grandfather, with all wisdom, said, "Son, ask me any question. I'm a man of tremendous wisdom. Ask me any question. I bet I can answer." And so the young boy paused for a moment, and he says, "Papa, I have one question. Knowing what you know now, if you can go back in time and say something to yourself when you were 11 years old, what would you say?" The papa paused, thought about it, and after about 30 seconds, he just shook his head. The grandfather looked at his grandson and said, "That's quite a question. Knowing what I know now, and knowing what I did not know then, I would have a long conversation with myself. But son, there's no need to dwell on those things, because time travel is impossible." Many of us, as we come here today, who has not fancied this idea of being able to go back and redo some things we should have done? Funerals often cause us to pause and reflect. I would often say that a funeral is as close to time travel as human beings will get. We sit here in the present, and as we sit here, we ought to take note that every single one of us in this room, we are looking into our own future. For one day, we are going to be where Brother Nico is. And the only thing that we have to hold on in this moment are the memories in the past. But Jesus told a story in Luke chapter 16 one time about a man that wanted to time travel, a man that wanted a do-over, a man that wished he could go back and do something over again. In Luke chapter 16, Jesus told his disciples an interesting parable. He said, once there was a man by the name of Lazarus that lived a humble life, and then a rich man that lived a luxurious life, and one day they both died. Lazarus was taken into the bosom of Abraham, which was symbolic of a place to be where God's presence dwelled, and the other went to a place where God's presence was not. And then a dialogue ensued between the two. The man that was not where God's presence was, he realized where he was, and he asked for a second chance. He asked for an opportunity to be comforted where he was, and his request was denied. He asked, can I go back and tell my family members about what the reality is? And his request was denied. Jesus taught that story to teach some very powerful lessons about life and death. And this morning, for a few moments, I want you to loan me your imagination, Danny and Renata and family. What if Nico had the opportunity to come back and have a conversation with you? What would he say? Knowing what he knows now and knowing where you are now, what would he say? He was a husband, a father, he was a friend, he was a son, but he was also a coach. And so he had the ability to teach. And so I believe he would come back to teach one final lesson, one last huddle before we would move on with our lives. And so I believe that Nico would come back and he would stand right in front of you, right where you are, and he would take note of your tears, and with his signature smile, he would sit right in front of you and he would say, guys, I want to teach you three big lessons before I go. He would look you in the face and smile, and he says, here's the first thing. The first thing that I want to teach you that Jesus has taught me even in this moment, and is this, that we never have as much time as we think. We never have as much time in life as we think. You see, in the story of Luke chapter 16, Jesus told the story about these two men, and they lived their lives. But eventually they both died. You see, we all have an expiration date. We all have a shelf life. There comes a time in our life when the clock will run out. The psalmist says in Psalms chapter 90, to teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. We never have as much time as we think. Brother Nico, the morning of his demise, or the day before, he had plans. Just as you and I woke up this morning, we had plans. We have plans for tomorrow. But the scripture reminds us that of all the things that are promised to us, tomorrow is not one. That we can have plans, but time ultimately belongs to our Heavenly Father. And so he would smile and say, we never have as much time as we think. Some of us in this room, we are in the 7-inning stretch, but some of us, we are at the bottom of the 9th, but we never know. We would never know. And so he would say to you and say to us that because we are on borrowed time and because we do not know when the end is coming, slow down just a little bit. Slow down. savor every moment. Cherish every relationship. Be a respecter of time. Be careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Because we are all on borrowed time. And so, he would say to us, we never have as much time as we think. Second, he would get up and he would look you in the face, Danny, Renato, Sister Barbara, Nico, and the family. He would say also, guess what I've learned the day I left this earth? That what we do in this life counts. That there are no wasted words. There are no wasted actions. But every decision we make, it matters. You see, it may not matter when we die, but it matters that we are going to die. When Jesus told this parable, the thing that was brought up was how both the rich man and Lazarus, how they both lived. And so it's not how we die, but it's how we live. Jesus wanted to teach his disciples. He wanted to teach even those who weren't his disciples, who were listening from afar off. He wanted them to embrace this lesson, that to do not lay up for yourselves treasure on this earth, where time and things will take it away. Make no mistake about it, brothers and sisters. One day, someone will be driving in your car. One day, someone else will be living in your home. Someone will wear our shoes. Someone will sit in the seat that we occupied most of our lives, because life is but a vapor. And he says in this journey, I've learned in my experience the moment I left this earth, that what we do in this life counts. Jesus said, do not lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, the time would take it away. But lay up for yourself treasures, excuse me, not in this world, but treasures in heaven, where time cannot take it away. It's not what we take from this life, it's what we give in this life. And those who pour their lives into others are those who are the most fulfilled in this journey. Life is not about taking, it's about giving. And many of us, we are here this morning because Nico gave to us. Jesus said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world? And then at the end of the day, when the bell rings, when the last pitch is thrown out, we look around only to see that we've gained nothing in the afterlife. The truth of the matter is this. He would say to Renato and family, you cry, but let me explain something to you. I didn't leave home. I went home. In this life, if you live 70 years, if you eat your vegetables, if you take your vitamins, if you say your prayers, if you jog 10 miles a day, if you eat lean and trim, if you have 2% body fat, if you have a subscription to the gym, at the end of the day, you are still only prolonging the what? Inevitable. And so while we are here, let us do what God wants us to do, because he ends with this idea. That only the things that are done for Christ will last. Only the things that are done for eternity. Only the things that are done in the lives of people that remain, that point them to an eternity with their Heavenly Father, is the only thing that matters. Because we are all on this journey. We are all on this journey. And so he would smile and say, what we do in this life counts. And third and finally, he would tell us, he would tell you, as you grow up, as you move on, as you make the adjustment, because he has moved on, he would say, please prepare for what has been prepared for you. Please prepare for what has been prepared for you. Jesus made it very clear that it's appointed that a man live and die once, and after that, he has to give an account for his life. The moment Nico closed his eyes, he found out whether or not Jesus was the real deal or Jesus was a fraud. The moment he closed his eyes, he realized whether or not the scripture was true or the scripture was false. He came face to face with his Creator. And Jesus says that there are places prepared for us. That's why he told the parable. That's why we're encouraged to live again. You see, only Jesus can bring life out of death, you know. He's the only one that can bring life out of death. He's the only one that can resurrect hope when time has taken away our bodies. And so if you and I want to live again, if you and I want to live beyond this moment, then put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that can give us life beyond this moment. And I believe that he would say again, I didn't leave home, I went home. And there's a place prepared for all of us. And hopefully, we use his death to inspire life in all of us. Amen? Father, thank you again. And I pray that your word would have fallen on good soil today. Lord, we remember today that we never have as much time as we think. Lord, that what we do in this life counts. And Lord, that we should prepare for what has been prepared for us. Lord, may this moment, may the death and the demise of our dear brother bring so much life in the hearts of his friends and family. We ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.